Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all those who are watching us via live streaming. We are grateful to be gathered here for our first Christmas Eve service, and we have our traditional service at 7 o'clock, so we're grateful to be able to gather here and share faith, hope, and love on this Christmas Eve. If you would, please take the friendship sheet that you have, a little slip in your bulletin, and if you would fill it out, and you can leave it where you're seated. It will be gathered following the service. We can have note of your participation. There are a number of announcements that I'm not going to highlight most of those. I'll just leave those for you to read at your convenience. I would highlight that a week ago Sunday for the cantata, and then for this Sunday we had one service on Sunday at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, on December 31st, we are back on our regular schedule where we will have two services, contemporary at 9 and the traditional at 11, so please make note of that for Christmas Eve Day. And the church office will be closed tomorrow, of course, for Christmas, and also the following day on the 26th, and we'll open back up on the 23rd or on the 27th on Tuesday. And this sort of one of the more important parts of the announcements is the candle lighting safety instructions. So towards the end of the service, singing Silent Night, we will light the candle from the Christ candle. I'll come over here and the ushers will come forward, light their candles, and they'll go down the center aisle. And when they do, and they come to each pew, a row of pews, they'll have their candle held up like this. You're invited to then light your candle from that, like this, and then turn to the person next to you with your candle up, and then they'll bend their candle and light it from yours, and so on as you go on down the row. That way, the law of gravity won't take effect, and wax won't hit the carpet, which I understand is a challenge to clean up. One of the announcements that people ask this time of year in terms of year-end giving, there are instructions and deadlines in terms of when that needs to be received for this year to be applied to 2023. And let me see. I think that highlights the main ones. I would just like to say that if you're visiting with us and you're looking for a church home, I would welcome the opportunity to visit with you as well as Pastor Chris. We have our Discovery Northwood class on the third Sunday of January, where we sort of highlight who Northwood is, what we're about, how we seek to be faithful in our community. And so that might be also an opportunity to learn more about Northwood as we again seek to be a light on the hill where God has placed us here. On behalf of the staff and the church officers, I want to wish everyone a joyous and merry Christmas. We hope that the light of Christ will fill your heart and that this service will be a part of the journey that will lead you to the little town of Bethlehem so that the Christ child might be born anew in all of our hearts as we seek to again experience the mystery of God's love, the incarnation, love coming down from heaven to earth and taking on the form of a little child. And we now continue in worship with the lighting of the Christ candle with the Lumia family.
Tonight is Christmas Eve, the culmination of our 4 weeks of waiting. We thank God for his gift of Jesus. We give thanks that through Christ, his light has come to the world and made it possible for us to see and seeing to rejoice. We light the Christ candle to celebrate that Emmanuel is here. We thank God for the hope that is given, for the peace that is bestowed, for the joy poured into our hearts, and for the love that redeems us and shows us the way. Let us pray. Loving God, Emmanuel, we thank you for being with us and for sending Christ to walk with us and to lead us. Grant that the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love spoken of throughout Advent may be fully realized in us this night and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Please stand and share a sign of peace with your neighbors. Stay standing as we continue our worship with the song, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem.
Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. In Christ the Lord.
Lord,
come and behold him, born the King of angels.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
God's people said, amen. Amen. Please be seated.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
And now we're going to come to a time of prayers, praises, joys, and concerns. And I'll ask Eli to join me. If anyone has something to share, we'll come to you with a microphone so that we can hear your voice. If anyone has anything to share on this Christmas Eve.
Just want to continue prayers for Tanya's dad. He's in the hospital, not doing well right now, but just keep prayers for him, please.
We lift him up in prayer.
I'd like to offer prayers for my wife, Pam, and her family, for me. Her brother passed away this morning at around 8 o'clock after a year and a half battle with cancer. He has a deep faith, and it was interesting the way they kind of expressed it, that Advent is a time of waiting and looking for Jesus' coming again. Well, Mike got tired of waiting, so he went on to meet Jesus now. So we appreciate all the thoughts and prayers and realize just what our faith means to us during these times.
We lift you all up.
Just a praise for the great leadership that Rosalie has given for this service, and Taryn, and it's great to see so many college kids coming back. We're so graced to see all of your faces, and thank you so much for participating and being such a big part of this church.
I'd like to lift up prayers for traveling mercies for loved ones who are traveling today and for those who are traveling throughout the holidays, coming in to see family, going out to see family, going off on vacations, and all coming home together. So I want to lift all of them up. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer together. Father, we are so grateful for a chance to come together on this night to celebrate the coming of our Savior, as we remember what has happened, and we have this joy in our hearts of what is to come. Lord, we know that you are coming again, and we are so excited, and we are anticipating that happening. We want to lift up the families of those whose loved ones have been called home today, as well as those who've been called home throughout the year. We want to lift up loved ones who are in the hospital. We want to lift up loved ones who are battling trials, diseases, so many things that folks are going through this time of year. We have so much hope in you, and yet we know that the people in this world have challenges and that this time of year can be harder on them than any other time of year, Lord. We ask for your tender mercies upon them. We ask for your joy to fill this house, and we thank you for a chance to come together and share your praises and lift them up all. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. Please join me in saying the Our Father. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation,
and for the call to offering for this service and also for the service at 7, this is our once a year offering we collect for our helping hands here at the church that we can reach out to help those in our community in need. That's the focus for the offering for this evening. We gather here thinking of God's supreme gift to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, a life that he lived perfectly and laid down his life that we might know God's love, a love that knows no limits. So we're invited to participate in that love, and the helping hand offering is one of the ways in which we do that here at Northwood. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
Sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a woman whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month of her who has said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? And Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, then you kissed the face of God. Your baby boy is Lord of all creation. And Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great. Did you know?
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing. God the King, and peace to man on earth. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tiding tells. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
That same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news and great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel multitude of heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all those words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Echoing. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brief delight. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Glory be to God on high, and peace on earth forever. Glory be to God above, and peace on earth and in all hearts of men.
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song?
Glory be to God on high, and peace
to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come to a ruler, who is a shepherd, my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the kings, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that star, they had stopped. They were overwhelmed with joy, and entered the house. They saw a child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down to pay him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered them gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. Him himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what is his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen in his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
A newborn king to see, pa ra pum pum pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa ra pum pum pum. To lay before the king, pa ra pum pum pum, ra pum pum pum, ra pum pum pum. So to honor him, pa ra pum pum pum, when we come.
Peace on earth, can it be?
A newborn king to see,
perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring, of
glory.
To lay before the king,
when men of goodwill live in peace again.
So to honor him, child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man, to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory.
That's fit to give a king,
when men of goodwill live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Every child must be made aware. Every child care enough for his fellow man, to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish will come true for my child and your child too. We'll see the day of glory.
I see the day for him.
Again, then
he smiled at me, pa 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 pa, beat my drum.
Can it be?
now as we leave God's house to go out into God's world, may we do so with the light of Christ in our heart, being prepared to give a reason for the hope we have this Christmas season, always doing so with gentleness and respect. So may the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit be with you now and for all the days that are yet to come. Thanks be to God. Amen.